Blog Talk Radio.
Together on this wonderful Mother's Day. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. Mothers, amen, who birth children out, spiritual mothers, godmothers, amen. God, the mothers that God is using with a mothering spirit, happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. And, of course, I have to say a special happy Mother's Day to my mama. Amen. Pastor Mom, who's sitting here looking bright and shiny this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom is going to open us up in a word of prayer. And then we'll go on from there. Pastor Mom, welcome everybody. And happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And I'm glad to see everybody.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom.
Yes. Come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's say our prayer together, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our scripture for today. Psalm 95. Good old Psalm 95. Thank you, Jesus. By now, probably many of you have memorized this scripture. Praise God. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, so we can magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James Version. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Let us exalt his name together on this beautiful Mother's Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just also just pray for those whose mothers are not here any longer. You know, I have friends who their mom went to be with the Lord when they were 9 years old. And so they didn't get to really know their mom that much. So we just pray for you. If your mom has gone home to be with the Lord, we just pray your strength in the Lord, and then pray that God will just give you such good memories of you and your mom, whatever time you had with her. Praise God. Now, as we go into our pearls to ponder, amen, the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about him, his name, his character, his nature. And the more that we know about him, the more that we get to know about ourselves, and the more that we can be partakers of his divine nature and the characteristics of God, and they become our own. That's what we're doing here. Hallelujah. So he can just move through us any way he wants to. Glory to God. We won't think it strange because we'll know him like that. Amen. So every month we have a new name, character, or nature of the Lord that we ponder. That's why we call it Pearls to Ponder. The pearl of great price is Jesus. And so when we ponder, we think about it, we roll it around in our head, and meditate on it. Hallelujah. And so this month, the word is beautiful, our beauty. Hallelujah. So we began to talk about that last week, about the character, the attribute of God, that the Lord is beauty. Hallelujah. And he gives us, his children, a capacity to perceive his beauty as well as reflect his beauty. Hallelujah. We're reflectors of the beauty of God. When somebody tells you that you're beautiful and you say, well, praise God, I'm a reflector of the beauty of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the key to beauty is God himself. All beauty in the creation is from him. Glory to God. So this week, we're looking at the beauty of holiness. Amen. Chronicles 16 and 29. What Chronicles? I think it may be Second Chronicles. I left out the Chronicles. So I think it's Second Chronicles 16 and 29. And it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, Second Chronicles 20 and verse 21 says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. So that's praising the Lord and the beauty of his holiness is also spiritual warfare. Right, Pastor Price? Hallelujah. And then Psalm 29 and 2 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That was Psalm 29 and verse 2. And then Psalm 96 and verse 9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all. Hallelujah. Amen. And I have a song here. This is a song that one of the first songs I learned as a child in the Lutheran church. And that song was called Beautiful Savior. And sometimes it's called Fairest Lord Jesus, but it's also Beautiful Savior. Amen. And it blessed me when I was about a 4 or 5 year old, and it's still blessing me now, and I'm a little bit older. To God. He is our beautiful Savior, and we worship him in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And the more we worship him in the beauty of holiness, the more his beauty comes upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, what I read is it, you know, a reflection of his beauty. But I think as we worship him in the beauty of holiness, we do more than reflect his beauty. His beauty is just absorbed all in us and shines through us. Hallelujah. So we thank him for being our beautiful Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for the pearls to ponder on this week. Just ponder, think about the Lord and the beauty of holiness, the beauty of the Lord, and he'll give you more and more revelation on his beauty. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations. We're going to say maybe two declarations today. Glory to God. Got to say one about the children. Amen. For the mothers, glory to God. So we know in Job 22 and 28, it says, for thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Amen. And we can talk about grass and flowers now because the grass is out there now. People are mowing lawns. And then the flowers. Well, Pastor Mom got some beautiful flowers for Mother's Day. Amen. And I'm looking at those flowers, and they started kind of tight, and they're opening up, gradually opening up, you know, really good. And then I know without a shadow of a doubt that they're going to fade after a while. But praise be to God. We know without a shadow of a doubt that the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Amen. So repeat these declarations after me with all your heart. We're just going to do a couple. Repeat after me. Great is the peace of my children and children's children, for they are taught of the Lord. Amen. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Hallelujah. So all the mothers, just know that great is the peace, and declare, and you just declared and decreed it over your children. No matter how old they are or how young they are, they got peace in the name of Jesus, and they are taught of the Lord. One after me as well. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body, you can repeat after me, function in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we stand on the word of God, because the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, let's go into some praise and worship here. This song is just standing out to me. And so let's hear it this morning. The goodness of God. by C.C. Wyman. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Amen. I just feel like singing a little bit before she sings. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. One more time. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love.
Hallelujah. I know I cut her a little short. Amen. Y'all go ahead and continue to sing. I can hear somebody say, wait. She wasn't finished. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and just rock your head and just sing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go into our prayer for finances. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. May I always be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money not be stolen, lost,
devoured,
destroyed, all wasted. Multiply it.
Yes.
So what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank and praise God for just his blessings upon us, all that he has given to us. You know, as this prayer says, that we thank God for all that he's given to us. Hallelujah. It's him that has given to us that we can be a blessing. And he has been such a blessing. It's Mother's Day, and the Lord had led us to bless some mothers. the East St. Louis Christian Center Church to bless some mothers. And we bless those mothers. Telling you, before we could get the blessing to the mother, the Lord blessed us right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were getting blessings in the mail, people sending us blessings. And so when we give, God does give it back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. And so we just thank him for it right now. Glory to God. There are several ways you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. Amen. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So that's our Cash App, ESL, $ESLCCC. We have a Zelle as well. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door. We're at 2E. Amen. So you can give that way or in the mail. Praise God. And make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So let's pray over your giving. Some even have given already this morning or even last night. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for those who are tithing. You said test you on this, try you on this. And see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that would be too much to receive. Hallelujah. And so we just thank you for that right now. And that's out of the book of Malachi, chapter 3. We also thank you, Lord God, that you said you would rebuke the devourers for our sake. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It will not be destroyed or wasted, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory right now. We thank you for the givers. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. We thank you for those running over blessings, overflow blessings in the name of Jesus. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And you said that you would bless us and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory for that right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now, I'm thinking, I don't know, we're playing a song or we're singing a song this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we sang and we played before. We're going to praise the Lord, worship the Lord, and then we'll go into the sermon. Pastor Mom, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we're going to do CC one more time. Of course, we're going to not do the whole thing, but some of it. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Great. Okay. New mercies abound.
Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. You're so faithful, God. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to you, Lord. Glory and honor to you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Father God.
Hallelujah. Now we're going to introduce our speaker, and I just say, you know, after she finishes, just be prepared. We're going to open the lines and let you all talk about, give a special thought about your mother today on this beautiful Mother's Day, just an encouraging thought that you remember about your mother. So we'll give you a chance to do that. But first, we're going to have my mother, who is the senior pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. And she knows something about being a mother. She's been a mother for over 71 years. Hallelujah. And we praise God for her. Want everyone to just welcome Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you very much, and I just give God all the praises for everything this morning. And I just want to tell you all this day about my mother and me. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I have been a mother of seven children. My oldest child is 71 years old, and my youngest is 56. My second child went home to be with the Lord 3 years ago, and I have good days and bad days as a mother, but I can't tell you that every day I have learned to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And let's share my favorite scriptures.
All right.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord all your heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Lean not to your own understanding.
Lean not to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall direct your path.
And he shall direct your path. Hallelujah.
Today we will talk about and learn from three mothers in the Bible who trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Each of these mothers was the first of what they did. All of them had to trust in the Lord for the babies to be born. All their babies was happy.
Miracle.
Were miracle.
Amen.
Okay. Genesis 3:20 says, the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Eve means life of living, giving. known as the mother of all living. Eve was the first woman on earth, the first wife, and the first woman to have a baby. That makes Eve the first mother.
Amen.
So, when Eve was pregnant by Adam, she didn't know what was going on. When I got pregnant, I could talk to my mother, my sister, my aunt, other women. Okay. Trust in the Lord. There was no midwife or doctors around to explain to her. No mother for her to go to. Adam didn't know what was going on either. She had to trust in the Lord. That's why the Lord wanted all of us to do.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I choose. To trust you.
To trust you.
Even when everything is new is to me.
Even when everything is new to me.
I choose to trust you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Our next person, mother, is Sarah.
Abraham
and Sarah wanted to have a baby, and they was both very old and past the age of having children. Okay, Apostle Kizer, read this for me.
Okay.
You have it?
I have it.
Okay.
Genesis 17:17 and Hebrews 11:11. Genesis 17:17 says, "Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" Hebrews 11:11. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Okay. Sarah trusted the Lord, and she was the first and only woman to have a baby at the age of 90. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I choose to trust you.
To be faithful.
When you promise me.
When you promise me.
I trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I choose to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our third and last mother is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary was the first and only woman to have a baby without being with a man. Apostle Kizer, would you read this for me?
Okay. We're in Luke chapter 1. Verses 26 through 37. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 37. And in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32, Luke chapter 1, verse 32. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Mary trusted the Lord with all her heart. Mary trusted the Lord when she didn't understand why the angel just greeted her by saying, You are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. You are blessed among women. Repeat after me. I am highly favored.
I am highly favored.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
My trust is in the Lord, even when she was troubled about what was going on. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I choose to trust you.
I choose to trust you.
Even when I'm troubled about what is going on.
Even when I'm troubled about what is going on.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
The angel told Mary not to fear and that she had favor with the Lord. Mary trusted in the Lord even when she was afraid. Repeat after me. Lord,
Lord,
I choose to trust you.
I choose to trust you.
Even when I'm afraid.
Even when I'm afraid.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
My trust in the Lord with all my heart and did learn to her understanding. She acknowledged him in all her ways, and the Lord directed her path. Jesus was born through her womb, just like she,
the angel,
just like the angel said he would. In closing, these three mothers, Eve, Sarah and Mary, trusted the Lord and found out something that the Lord wanted all of us to know. Repeat after me. With God,
with with God.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you were all blessed by this message.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Say that last thing again, Pastor Ma. My button pushed. Say the last thing, I hope.
I hope you was all blessed by this message and that you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Press that button a little bit too quick. Hallelujah. And probably some of you who are listening and heard the ages of her children and all of that, you know that that word that was just spoken is about 3 years old at this point. Hallelujah. It's a good word, and it's well worth repeating. And so Pastor Mom is sitting here listening to it. She said, that's me, huh? I said, yes, ma'am, that's you. Amen, amen. So we want to give you all an opportunity to say something nice about your mother. We still have a little bit of time here. So if you want to say something, go ahead and press your number one key. And we'll give you an opportunity to just say, you know, share something with us about your mother and how what a blessing she is or was if she's gone home to be with the Lord. Also, before we open up the lines, I'll give you guys a moment. You know, go ahead. I see a couple of you press your number one key. I was trying to, I guess, kind of go so fast so that we could go and be with our family that I missed the birthdays. I cannot miss the birthdays. You know, we're celebrating Mother's Day, and tomorrow is Miss Crockett's birthday, Sister Crockett's birthday. Hallelujah. She's probably with her family right now, but we still want to acknowledge her. It's Marcus's birthday. Hallelujah. Marcus is going to be 16 on his birthday. Glory to God. And then we have Sister Kathy, who, you know, she's been with us. She hasn't been with us for a little while, but her birthday is on the 19th. And also Miss Cleora. She lives here in the Heritage House, and she, you know, she comes on with us when she has an opportunity. Miss Cleora's birthday is on the 19th, and she's going to be 93. Hallelujah. And I just saw her yesterday, and she was walking around, you know, she was walking around like an 80-year-old. Hallelujah. So we want to just acknowledge all of you and do our birthday song. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. And may you have many, many more wonderful birthdays, learning more and more about our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So, Minister Rachel and family, your number one key has been pressed for quite a while now. So we're going to open up your line first, and then we have Pastor Price. Praise God. Minister Rachel and family.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
To everybody who is a mom and spiritual mom, hallelujah. And God moms.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
Well,
to God be the glory.
Huh?
I said, to God be the glory.
Yes. Amen. So, did you want to share anything about your mom?
Hey, Amber.
Mom is very kind and nice.
My mother is the best cook in the house. I mean, she makes the best stuffing you could ever taste. Maybe you should probably come down here and try some of her stuffing. It's really good.
Okay. Good stuffing.
And
all
God
right
bless
now.
Mom to be really nice and stuff. That's great.
Good. Was that Gabrielle or Amber?
It's both of us. Anyways, can come down here anytime you want.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Anybody else?
You'll enjoy it more when we go to the new house.
Yes. Hallelujah. Looking forward to the new house in Jesus' name.
Muted.
You're going to hear that in a few minutes. Say something about your mother. Say something nice about your mom.
I love you, Mom.
All right. Amen. All right. God bless you all. Have a happy Mother's Day. Hopefully you get some stuffing today or you guys made her something for Mother's Day. All right. Have a blessed day, you all. Muted. Okay, Pastor Price, anyone else? Press your number one key. Looking at my text, too, to see if there's anything. Pastor Price, cool. Happy Mother's Day. Welcome.
Thank you, Apostle. Happy Mother's Day to you, Apostle, to all of the precious saints, to Minister Rachel, and every single mother that's on the line. And then, of course, I want to especially say Happy Mother's Day to you, my mama, Pastor Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. Can you hear me?
Saying Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Mom. I thank God for you today, and as you opened up in prayer today, and I'm going to talk about in just a second about how wonderful a mom you are, and I want to thank God for you opening up the service today. I want to thank God for you, Apostle, and for the service today, and I love the pearl to ponder on the beautiful. He's just beautiful, and the same song you love about beautiful Savior. How wonderful. That's one of my very favorite, because at times it's called Fairest Lord Jesus. Other times it's called Beautiful Savior, but it has the same tune. Hallelujah. Yeah. And even basically the same words. And I just thank God for you and for that word. Hallelujah. And then, Mom, I want to thank God for that word that you ministered today. It was so, so very, very good. On the three trusting mothers, on the three trusting mothers, Eve and Sarah and Mary. And you know, when I was listening as you ministered about how Eve didn't have a mother to go to. Of course, she had God to talk to, but she didn't have a mother to go to or talk to when she was pregnant with her children. I thought that was really, that just stood out to me today. And how Sarah, being the older woman, to have to have her baby. And then Mary, and I remember, Mama, when I got pregnant with Amber, and you came to see about me. And you say, I'm not coming to see about you because you're a young woman having a baby. I'm coming to see about you because you're an old woman having a baby. I remember laughing about that. But you say, I'm coming to see about you. You were there when my babies were born, and you come in and put on clean new sheets, brand new sheets, make sure that when I got home from the hospital that everything would be brand new on that bed, and have everything ready. I thought that was just so precious, not only for Amber but for Joy too. And so I just thank God for you, Mama. I thank God for you being that wonderful, as these three trusty mothers, Eve and Sarah and Mary. And you read your scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6, about trusting in the Lord, and that has become our scripture too, is trusting in the Lord with all our heart, to lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways to acknowledge you, Lord God, and he will direct our paths. So I thank God for that word you ministered today, Mom. And then I want to talk about you as a mother. I want to thank God for you, Mom, being the mother that I'm sorry, because sometimes my phone will cut up, and I pray it don't go where it's got staticky. I want to thank God for you, Mom, and praise God for you being a loving mom, a loving mom. First, that you love, hallelujah, first you love the Lord, and you have been a mother that has set an example before us. Loving and kind, but yet very, very strong. A loving and kind mama, but yet you were very, very strong. And I thank God for you for that, Mom, that you a loving mom. I watch you pray every single night. Get up at 3:00 in the morning, and there you would be on your knees praying and talking to the Lord that you love. You set an example for us to see how you do. And then I thought about yesterday with Amber. She was talking about how that she said, I'm going to be like Grandma. She said Grandma would do the right thing. Even when people wouldn't do right about her, Grandma would do the right thing. Because she was remembering how when you left from the first church, the church that you came to help me as a pastor, you came to help me in the church when the East St. Louis Christian Center was established, and you came to help me to get East St. Louis Christian Center established. But you said, now, before I go to the church, you took me by. I was there in the car. You took me by the church where you had come out of, the Greater New Hope Baptist Church, and you went in there to worship the Lord with your tithes and free will offering. And the pastor said he'd never seen anybody get ready to leave from somewhere and still be a blessing. And there was some place where my child was leaving from, and she said, I'm going to do like Grandma. I'm going to do right. Glory to God. So even though some bad things might have happened, but she still said, I'm going to do right. I'm going to do like my grandmama, she said. So I thank God for that, that you taught us the importance of giving. You really taught us the importance, Mama, of giving. I remember when we were little, you just feed everybody. And then the thing that I noticed was, as a child, was that the more you gave out, the more came back in. I mean, family, neighbors, I mean, just all kinds of things that I saw that you did. There's a scripture, and I don't know where I used to know exactly. It's either Proverbs, I think, in 26, but that may not be right. But it says that there is he that giveth and yet increaseth. There's he that withholdeth more than is meat, but it would tend to poverty. And it says the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters others shall be watered himself. That scripture became my scripture because I watched you, Mama. I watched you being a giving mama to so many people and feeding so many people and being good to so many people. So I just want to thank God for you, Mom. And then I always like to tell this, that you've got 7 children. But for every single one of us, Mom, you treated us like we were an only child. You treated us as if we were the only child, even though you treated everybody, with love and with kindness. And I've often said, I remember Mom, I would say, I want to be like my mama. I want to love like my mama. I want to love like Jesus, and I want to love like my mama loves. And that's the one thing I can equate with you, is the love of God that's on the inside of you. I had a dream, and on the wall on the wall in the dream, there was a cameo picture that was on the wall in a cameo frame. And in that frame, I saw where I was in the frame, but it looked like it changed. You were in the frame, but it looked like it changed into me. And I said, oh, I look like my mama, because everybody always tells me I look like daddy. But I said, I look like my mama. And that was such a wonder, because I knew that that's the look of love. That's the very look of love. So I thank God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you, Mom. I want to tell you again, happy, blessed Mother's Day. So, and everybody says this, but I say it because you're my mama, to the best mama on the planet. And I give glory and thanks to God for you. So I love you, Mom, and I love you, Apostle. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you and Pastor Catherine do. I appreciate you all for all that you do, even for Mom, and for you all being the wonderful, wonderful moms, aunties, and friends and cousins. You're just a wonderful, I tell you, I thank God for you all. So happy, blessed Mother's Day. May you all enjoy the rest of your day. So God bless you. And I, too, am going back on mute. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Now, that scripture that you just mentioned is Proverbs 11. About the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. That's that particular verse is Proverbs 11:25, and so you started a little higher than that, I think 23. Proverbs 11:23. And thank you for letting me know about the Chronicles earlier. Amen. That Chronicles earlier was talking about the beauty of holiness is 1 Chronicles 16 and 29. Thank you for that, for texting me and letting me know about that as well. Amen. And thank you for making the comments about Mama and Pastor Mom and myself and Pastor Catherine. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. The mothering that God has you doing as well. Amen. Hallelujah. We always know when we need somebody to just throw down in prayer, we know to call you. Hallelujah. And we know you've been praying for us in the middle of the night and all of that as well. And when I think about you, I think about fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible talks about how you know them by their fruit. Amen. And we can see the good fruit that God has had to come through you. Amen. It's been a blessing to all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. And, what you were saying about Mom, how she would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, now, I'll tell you what happened even yesterday about Mom, Pastor Mom praying today that had a immediate adverse effect on my body. And Mom began to pray. Now, she's not a loud prayer. She's not a demonstrative prayer. She's not one that, may not even let you know that she's praying. But, as I was purging all of that from my body yesterday, thank you, Lord, it couldn't stay in there. The Lord said, your mama's praying. I said, well, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So it's good to have a praying mama. Hallelujah. Amen. We see you, Minister Amber. We're going to open up the line for you. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy blessed Mother's Day to you all.
Thank you.
I just truly thank God for this Mother's Day, and I thank God for Pastor Grandma and my mom, Pastor Helen Price, and for you all. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to my mom, Helen Price, and I just thank God for her so much that throughout my whole life she has been a foundation layer for God in my life and has continued to just stand in the gap and It's always so important to know that mothering never stops no matter how old you are. And it's a blessing to have my it's a blessing to have my mom in my life. And it's so important to know that I'm just grateful for the prayer life and just her walk in the Lord throughout my whole life that I have witnessed. And one of my favorite memories is, you know, when you grow older, you need to become, like, more seasoned in the Lord. And when I was younger, we all say the prayer, now lay me down to sleep. And that was the prayer that I always said when I was younger. But then one night, when we were praying in the bed, Mom was like, you're getting older now, so it's time. Let's kick it up a little bit. So you still say, now lay me, but we're going to start with Dear Heavenly Father now. You're going to start with some more prayers. Praying like that, and that has always stuck with me because that is what guided me throughout the prayer life that God has me now, and to be able to be intercede. And so I just truly thank God for you, Mom, and I'm grateful for you in my life. And just like you said with Grandma treating her children like the only one, even though I'm the youngest, I'm so grateful to God that you still had the same energy and the same strength and the grace to raise me like you raised me and to lavish the love that God has put in your heart towards me. And I'm truly thankful for you. And I love you so much, and happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you, you know, talking about your mom, giving that testimony about your mom. And we just know when it's your time to have children that you're going to be a good mom as well. Praise God. After you get married.
Yes.
And after you get married, glory to God, you're going to be a good mother too. Praise God. So happy you're somewhere in the future. And you look much better than you look right now. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Amen.
Y'all
I got to keep
it. Happy Mother's Day to you all.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just a shout out to Sister Debbie. Happy Mother's Day. Shout out to Minister Mary. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. And Sister Debbie, you might not be able to talk right now, but I know that you have talked about your mother so many times. What a blessing your mother has been in your life. Amen. Even though she's going on to be with the Lord. Amen. And she's such a blessing to you. And Minister Mary, I know when you talk about our mom, Pastor Mom, you always say she is your hero. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you all for being with us today. As we get ready to close, hallelujah, we want to pray with those who could be listening in the future. We know everybody who we can see right now are born again. Hallelujah. You are saved. Thank you, Jesus. So, but we want to pray for others who may be listening in the future. If you're not sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are born again, that you are saved, this is your moment. This is your time. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. It's a love thing. He loves you, not just loves you. He so loves you. Hallelujah. He said he loves the whole world, and he knows everything we've ever done, what we're going to do, our thoughts, intentions, motives, and emotions, and he still loves us. How about that? He loves us enough. He loves us enough not to leave us this way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer out loud, just saying that prayer. confessing with it with your mouth, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says. Yes, we choose to believe. None of us was here 2,000 years ago. So you have to make a choice. And Jesus even said to one of the disciples, he said, blessed, I think it was Thomas. He said, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. So we all get an extra blessing because we believe and we didn't even see. Amen. So right now, as you choose to believe, you can confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Yes.
And God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know. I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer today with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. I know it wasn't hard. It was very easy. The hard part was done by Jesus. Hallelujah. The easy part is for us to believe and to receive and to confess it out of our mouths. And you just did that. So welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome as a child of God. Hallelujah. You'll never be alone. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And he will never fail you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome. Glory to God. And now we want to pray over you. We thank you, Lord God, that you just fill them right now to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Glory, hallelujah. Even power to read the word of God and to understand it because you're always there with us explaining to us. And then, Lord, we just thank you that they have the power to pray in their very own prayer language. Pray in their own prayer language, praying in tongues. And we give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Yes, we're still learning. We're still growing. Some of us have been in ministry for 20, 30 years, and we're still learning. We're still growing in the things of God. Come and join us and learn and grow with us. This is the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. So you can call in. Our number is 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And then you can join our broadcast as they air and be a part of the conversation. Glory to God. Now, every Sunday, we have, and that's where we are right now, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, where our Bible teacher, and this is our Bible teaching time here, our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word as she digs into the Word every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where we have four volunteers that pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is awesome. It's to us, God speaking through us all over the world, just awesome. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. We call it prophetic healing. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Every Tuesday, when we get together on those Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Central, and I might have said every second Wednesday. Thank you, Jesus. Every second Wednesday, we get together, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the next time we'll get together again will be the 14th of June. So mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. June 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, we also have a broadcast on the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we call that Anointed Pandemic Baby. God is doing something with these babies, newborn to 4 years old. He's talking to us about them, showing us what he's doing. We're praying for those babies. Glory to God. This is going to be, they're going to be our future. Hallelujah. And so he wants them to be prayed for even right here and right now. So join us. And they're doing some interesting things that we're talking about. So Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month, this fourth Wednesday is the 24th of May. The 24th of May, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And it's every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. This month, we have the Wise Mother's Month. We started with Pastor Mom, who has over 70 years of mothering experience, and she shared so much with us. And then we had Sister Monica last weekend. Last Thursday, where Sister Monica is a single parent who has a child who's, I believe he's 13 months old, but God has given her some wisdom. So she shared with us and about her mommy group that she has as well. And then on this Thursday, the 18th, and that's Marcus's birthday, the 18th of May, we have our dear Pastor Catherine. Now, she has over 50 years of mothering experience. Amen. So she's going to be with us on this Thursday. We're looking forward to the wisdom that God will share through her. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So bless you all so much for coming today. And I had promised you that we would try not to be too long today because most of you are mothers and we want you to spend time with your family. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed here. So, but very quickly, just very quickly, I'm going to open up all the lines. And then, Pastor Mom, prepare yourself to give us any closing remarks. Praise God, and then pray us out. Everyone, your line is open. You don't have to say anything, and if you don't, just make sure your number, make sure that your mute is on, because we'll hear what's going on and we'll be recording it. So. All your lines are open if you have anything that you would like to say. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I pray that you all have a wonderful Mother's Day. Amen. And that God will do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask, think, or even imagine. Amen. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
You have any comments that you want to say? I see you have your nice bracelet that you have on. It matches your outfit perfectly.
Yes.
your new Mother's Day outfit that you have on. Hallelujah. Okay. You want to say anything about Mother's Day to everybody?
Yeah, Mother's Day is very good.
Happy Mother's Day.
And be good.
Yes.
And bring good to everybody. So.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Rachel just shared with us one of her Mother's Day gifts. Thank you. Beautiful mug with Mom on it. Oh, that's nice. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, go ahead and close us out in prayer.
May
the Lord.
May the Lord give us a good prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. May the Lord watch.
Yeah, may the watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're asking.
While we are.
One from another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. Amen. Have a blessed Mother's Day, a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.